आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ और खबरों के लिए जाएं sbs.com.au/hindi पर।
भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच पहली वर्चुअल समिट से कुछ दिन पहले भारत ने एक ऐसा कदम उठाया जिससे ऑस्ट्रेलिया के किसानों में खुशी की लहर दौड़ गई है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया के किसान कई साल से कोशिश कर रहे थे कि दालों के आयात पर भारत ने जो कर लगा रखा है, जो इंपोर्ट ड्यूटी लगा रखी है, उसे कम किया जाए। भारत ने ये ड्यूटी 3 साल पहले बढ़ाकर 30% कर दी थी और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के किसानों का खासा नुकसान हो रहा था। इसी महीने भारत ने इस ड्यूटी को घटाकर 11% कर दिया है, जिससे ऑस्ट्रेलिया के किसान काफ़ी खुश हैं। ऑस्ट्रेलिया के ग्रेन ग्रोअर्स लिमिटेड के CEO डेव मैकियन से हमने इस बारे में बात की। डेव, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है SBS हिंदी पर। सो आई थिंक इट ऑलमोस्ट टुक 3 years फॉर यू गाइज टू गेट दिस डन। यू आई नो ऑस्ट्रेलियन एक्सपोर्टर्स हैड बीन ट्राइंग फॉर दिस। सो व्हाट्स योर फर्स्ट रिएक्शन?
It's really positive news to see changing in the tariff situation for Australian lentils going into the Indian market. This is a really positive outcome for a lot of Australian farmers who have just finished planting their lentils for the 2020 winter cropping season.
How much have these 3 years cost Australian farmers?
Yeah, look, the cost of the tariffs on the Australian lentil industry over the past 3 years has been significant. Over the last 3 years, there has been effectively a 55% tariff rate on lentils that went from Australia and indeed any other nations into India. What we saw this week was a drop in that tariff to 11% in place for the next couple of months until August. It's a temporary measure, but it is a sign that things are heading in the right direction. It has been reflected directly in the farm gate price received by farmers. So what we've seen is the lentil price received by Australian farmers has gone up around 10% just in the last week on the back of this this positive news.
David, India is an economy of small farmers. The agro economy is of small farmers, and that's why India keep taking such steps to protect its own market. What can Australia offer as quid pro quo so that India doesn't go back to raising the tariff?
As Australian farmers, we understand the complex situation of many nations who are trying to do the best for their farmers. But as Australian farmers, we recognise that open and transparent trade and market access and international trading systems are the best way forward to help efficient flow of goods internationally. Ultimately, these tariffs don't provide confidence for farmers in India to continue to put crops in. And they don't provide confidence for farmers in countries like Australia to continue to put crops in. What we've seen, I guess, this week is a really positive outcome for lentils, and that's off the back of nothing more than a change in seasonal conditions in India recently, where there is a need to supplement some of their local production of lentils from other sources like Australia. However, we still have a lot of large, barriers in place to access that Indian market. Currently, for chickpeas out of Australia, there is still around a 77% tariff for chickpeas from Australia out into India. And over the last couple of years, that's absolutely decimated a crop that was worth about $1 billion a year for Australian farmers only 3 years ago to now is a very small proportion of that amount. Mm. These international trade barriers continue to limit the profitability of Australian farmers.
Australia can have a market for barley in India now that China is taking steps?
Look, Australian farmers have received some really, really bad news in the way of tariffs applied to our barley in recent weeks from the Chinese government. The really important thing is now that the Australian government really start to step up and help ensure that we're not just continuing with high level dialogue with our international counterparts, but we're actually underpinning that with some strong market access outcomes. The Indian mulch barley market mm-hmm. is actually a pretty reasonable market, and it's a growing market. Look, we're hopeful that with continued work by Australian industry and government, that Australian farmers might be able to sell some malt barley into the Indian market. However, there are still some technical barriers preventing that occurring. So, look, there is an opportunity there. The Indian malt barley market is around 500,000 tonnes. The loss of China means that we have about 5 million tonnes of barley to find a home for. So we do hope that a small proportion of that, if we can overcome some of these technical trade barriers, could ultimately find a home in India and hopefully help meet some of that the need of the Indian consumer by some of the best malt barley in the world going into to make some great Indian beer.
Well, thank you so much, David, for sparing time and sharing this information. Thank you.
Thank you.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।